Hare Krishna. Here is a brief report on two topics that came up at the GBC meeting. Two important topics, maybe the most important, and how the GBC is planning to deal with those in a very holistic way. Very cool this morning here in Mayapur. It rained last night, it rained this morning, and Radha Damodar is just about to go out on a ceremony, Grandin ceremony to Ananda Tirtha and his wife's daughter. They don't usually do this kind of thing, going out, but seeing that Ananda Tirtha and his wife Radha Sundari did such excellent service for the GBC, it seems like they've decided to comply with that request. In any case, as devotees probably know, there are two quite contentious issues, or at least one more contentious than the other, and that is Vaishnavi Diksha Gurus, for which there are already two resolutions on GBC books that Vaishnavis, ladies, can initiate and accept disciples. However, there's been quite a bit of controversy about that and resistance to putting that resolution into practice. And so the GBC's really held back at implementing it. And over the recent years, we've been discussing it more and more. And the other topic is that of disciples initiating in the presence of their own Diksha Gurus, in the physical presence of their own Diksha Gurus. And while that is not such a widely controversial or argumented topic, but it's certainly one that has become a concern because it was originally passed as an exception, as an exceptional circumstance. However, now rather than being just an exception, the trend is becoming that it's more widely accepted. And so the GBC is responding to Srila Prabhupada's own statements, where he says that the real etiquette is that in the life of a Diksha Guru, a disciple, doesn't initiate. But both of these topics, rather than have them just being discussed individually, piecemeal, the GBC has decided to discuss in a more holistic way. And by that I mean that discuss the concept of Guru Tattva in connection with the role of Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru, as I mentioned the day before yesterday, that in our movement within the minds of not just prospective disciples and younger devotees, but older devotees as well, the emphasis on Diksha Guru has really, really become excessive, at least in the light of our Guru Parampara, which is sometimes called a Shiksha Parampara. And that, for instance, if we study Srimad Bhagavatam, then I don't think there's a Diksha ceremony in there, neither even the mention of one guru giving to his disciple Diksha mantras, or the Gayatri mantras. And yet everywhere throughout the Bhagavatam we see one person giving guidance or shiksha to another. This is the general emphasis or the general understanding. It's not that Diksha Guru is not important. The idea is not to make somebody less important, but the fact is that Shiksha Gurus are also important, equally important. Bande Gurun Nisha Bhaktan. It is that gurus, and often we see in our parampara, Shiksha Gurus play a more important role in the life of a disciple than their Diksha Guru. Now that's not necessarily something that's clearly understood in Krishna consciousness, or even when it is understood, it's not necessarily something that's put into practice. Devotees don't necessarily give that type of respect to their Shiksha Gurus, or those people from whom they get regular day-to-day guidance, as they do from their Diksha Gurus. And therefore the emphasis in which these two topics are being discussed is, do women really need to become Diksha Gurus? Isn't it not sufficient for them to remain in the role which they are as Shiksha Gurus in so many different ways, from mothers to spiritual guides and so on? And this is the same which goes for disciples of spiritual masters. Is it not sufficient that even though they may be very mature in Krishna consciousness, even though other people may want to accept them as spiritual master, is it not sufficient that they just give shiksha? For diksha, they, as Srila Prabhupada would say, they bring their prospective disciples to the their own diksha guru, and that diksha guru gives the mantra. So rather than discussing all these points individually, the GBC decided that they would just revisit in a contemplative way the whole concept of the role that Shiksha Guru should play within our Krishna consciousness movement. If we did go back to 1977, with the knowledge that we have now of shiksha and diksha, and the experience that we have of the extraordinary emphasis that's being placed on diksha gurus, then how would we proceed forward rather than devotees just immediately giving initiation? How would we proceed forward in a very calculated way to keep the balance and to emphasize to devotees that the person who is guiding us in spiritual life, the persons who are actually giving us the best direction in Krishna consciousness, that they are given the same type of respect as the person from whom we received initiation or we received mantra. And so both of these topics have then been put into abeyance for the time being. That means that they're really sort of frozen. I'm not going to discuss them. Rather, discuss the greater picture. The greater picture of Guru Tattva, and where does the concept of Vaishnavi Diksha Gurus, where does the concept of disciples initiating in the presence of their own Diksha Guru, where does that come into their greater picture? How is that meant to be seen? And I was personally very happy by that. I think that the approach, or whatever the end result, but the way that these two topics have been approached has been piecemeal, and it will be much healthier if they were dealt with in a more holistic way as part of the greater picture, and see what role that they played in that. So that will begin most likely, definitely next year's Mayapur meeting, perhaps when we have our meeting in midterm in October, and we'll move forward with the idea of really getting a overall picture of what Diksha Guru means in our Krishna consciousness movement, what Shiksha Guru means in our Krishna consciousness movement, and how to actually put into practice and perhaps rebalance the emphasis that seems to have been lost on the importance of Shiksha Guru and what Shiksha Guru means in the life of a disciple. Hare Krishna.